it was definitely difficult at first. They kind of had to sit down with me and ask me what was going on with school, and told them I hadn't been going in a while, and, you know, that's, you can't tell your parents you're not going to school. That'll break their heart pretty quick. So, I don't know. It was tough at first, but once I quit school and focused 100% on poker, well, the last probably year of school, I wasn't really attending class at all. I was just playing poker and, you know, trying to, just having it on the back of my mind, you know, thinking how much, you know, I should be going to class or should be studying. Even though I wasn't going and didn't really care, it was still, you know, a factor weighing in the back of my mind, just the guilt factor. So once I finally decided I was going to quit enrolling and quit going to school, it made it a lot easier to concentrate on cards solely, and I had a lot of success right after that. And I don't know, I guess it's just hard to argue with success. They're real happy for me now and really supportive. So they always were, but they definitely wanted me to finish school first. But
yeah, they must have. Yeah, I'd imagine telling your parents like, "Oh yeah, I'm dropping out of school to play."
Yeah. Well, I did have some strong points when I was telling them that I was gonna quit school. It's kind of a crazy game. You never know when it's gonna be here or when it's gonna be gone. There's definitely been a big boom in the last. It all started about 4 or 5 years ago, but it's still peaking. You know, the game's still bigger than it ever has been, and I'm not sure that it's gonna be even. It may not even be a tenth as popular as it is now. And, you know, in 5 or 10 years, it might die down a lot. So I really felt like I needed to get out and put a lot of hours and put a lot of time in while the game's big and, you know, take the maximum out of the game.